Jeff. So as I said, I'll tell you the story of how I even heard the Shvi'at Torah. I was actually working in a yeshiva, which no longer exists, called Shvi'at Torah. And we had a Shabbaton up north in a place called Shlomi. And you guys been there? Oh, okay. Anyhow, so we were staying in this place, and on there was a couple other groups that were there. And one of the groups I couldn't really figure out. It was like, I wasn't sure what was going on. We saw people, and then they were like, there was music being played, but they were singing like Kabbalat Shabbat and Zmirot, and it was just this whole weird situation. Okay, later on that evening, after we finished our programming on Friday night, so I heard some people singing Zmirot. So I like singing, so I said, okay, I'll go follow the sound, the music, and head towards them. So I go to the lobby and I see these two secular Jews. Or presumably secular, I don't know what that means. And they were sitting there in the lobby, you know, with this other guy who looked like a Dati Lumi guy. And they were sitting there singing Zmirot. So I, you know, plopped myself down. I joined them a little bit. And so while we were singing, at some point, we also started talking. And so these two actually guys used to actually be Haredi. And they actually showed me the pictures of when they were like Hasidish Haredi, like, you know, all in. And it was just like, this is like, anyhow, they were here for Shabbaton. Doesn't matter the whole situation. But in the middle of talking and singing, so one of them goes, hey, do you want to hear Dvar Torah? So I was like, sure, right? So I'm sitting here in Shlomi in this lobby with some guy, I don't know, am I right? And these two guys who look from the outside, at least, that they're secular, but used to be Haredi. And here's this guy telling me this Dvar Torah. It was a weird situation. But he told me one of my favorite Dvar Torah. I wish I knew the source or his name. But it actually happens to be, and for those who know me, I talk about how everything always works out and Hashkacha Pratit. So it not only works out that today I was asked to give a Dvar Torah, and today it fits the Aliyah of the day. It also happens to be my week to write a Dvar Torah for the newsletter. So if you read the newsletter, you may see this again. But it says the following thing, the very first pasuk in our aliyah. It says, "Vayavo shnei amalachim sedoma ba'erev velot yoshev b'shar sedom, vayar lot vayakam lekratam v'shtachu apayim arza." So what happens? Lot sees these two malachim who are coming towards the evening in Sedom. So Rashi jumps on the distinction that is made here versus when they appear to Avram only a few aliyot later, earlier in the parsha. When they appear to Avram, how do they appear? As? Anybody? As Anashim, right? Exactly. Right? So when they come to Avram, they appear as Anashim, as people. But when they come to Lot, they appear as Malachim. It should be the opposite, right? Meaning, Avram, who's on a much higher level, presumably, so he sees them, he should see the Malachim that they are. When it comes to Lot, why is Lot the one that sees that they are Malachim? So Rashi brings down two possible reasons. One, he says that when they are with it says, "Kishayta shchina mahem karam anashim." So the Shechina was with them because he was visiting Avram in the beginning of the parasha. So then they're called anashim. Okay, that's one possibility. He brings another possibility. He says, "It's Avraham shekocho gadol v'yum alachim tadirin etzlo anashim karam anashim v'tzalot karam alachim." So Avram was used to seeing angels, and therefore, since he was used to seeing angels, for him, they looked like people. And Lot, who wasn't used to seeing angels, so he saw them as malachim. So that's one possible answer. But this is what this person told me here, there in Shlomi that Friday night. He said, it's actually the reverse. We're looking at it from our perspective, but really, it's from the perspective of the malachim themselves. The malachim come, and what do they see when they come to see Avram? They see Avram, he's 3 days after the milah, the sun is boiling, right? Nobody is out. But Avram still wants guests so much that he stands there by the entrance of his tent, or he sits there, and he's waiting for the opportunity to do Akhmasar Orchim. The Malachim see this, and what do they say? This is what people are like? We want to be like people. We want to be Anashim. They go to Lot. Where's Lot? He's in Sodom. They see all the terrible things that are happening in Sodom, and they look at what's going on there, and they say, we want to have nothing to do with these people. We are going to appear as Malachim because we don't want to be even associated with Anashim. And it's a beautiful idea. I remember my Mashgiach when I was growing up, speaking of Haredi, when I was growing up, Rav Glustein always used to say the following thing. He said, if you're not making a Kiddush Hashem, you're making a Chilul Hashem. That means that a person, wherever he is, You're walking down the street, somebody should see you, and that should be a Kiddush Hashem. You should be a walking Kiddush Hashem. The way that you act, the way that you talk, everything about you should be an opportunity for somebody else to see you and go, wow, I want to be like that. I want to be like that person. Ah, that's what a religious person is. We have enough stereotypes that are negative. We don't need any extra negative stereotypes. We want to have positive stereotypes. That a person should see a person with a kippah and should say, wow, I want to be like that. That's really the madriga that we're trying to reach. And that's, I think, true of us on a personal level in terms of being the yeshiva. When you walk out of the yeshiva, right, you represent the yeshiva, you represent your community, you represent yourself, your family, etc. And we expect more, not just that you should walk out, okay, whatever it is. No, it should be a walking Kiddush Hashem. If you're not making a Kiddush Hashem, you're making a Chil Hashem, as Rav Glusin used to say. And so my bracha to you is that one day you should also have angels visit you. And if they do, they should look at you and they should say, ah, I want to be like that. We want to be anashim and not malachim if that's who we see.